seriously can't be losing your mind with this experiment. It's only experiment 40. I thought your kind were more resilient to these things. But then again, you're more soft than most of your kind. Unfortunate, really. Well, I'll be back soon, little vampire. I have a guest coming. Ah, there you are. I was told you would be coming soon to visit. How was your break? It was just fine. Are you sure? You seem quite sleep deprived for someone who was on break for a good 3 weeks. A lot on your mind, you say? You can't possibly be feeling guilt for turning in that vampire. She was a pureblood, dear. You're doing the world a favor by turning her in. It was your duty as a hunter, of course. Is it necessary to experiment on vampires like purebloods? Of course it is. Do you know how rare they are? They merely make up 10% of all vampires. They are as inhumane as the next Red Witch of the Woods. They are nothing more than humans with animalistic urges that cause nothing more than death. Among us. You still look hesitant. Let me tell you something, Hunter. Your mission was to gain that vampire's trust, befriend them, and get them when they are vulnerable. You were taught not to feel any sympathy or compassion for these creatures. They are dangerous. They could lose their minds and give in to their instincts at any moment, sinking their fangs into any prey they see. In their eyes, you are prey. I'm certain to Ruka that you weren't her best friend. You were her prey. She was just waiting to pounce on you at any moment. Just like that night, when she was about to sink her fangs into you, and, well, if it weren't for your colleagues, you would be dead. Ruka was only using you, Hunter. Trust me, I know it's human nature to feel compassion and sympathy. Don't misplace it in the eyes of a monster like a pure-blooded vampire. Ah, right. I'm sure you weren't called in just to hear me babble about our duty and whatnot. Would you like to hear an update on how she's doing against these experiments? Alright. For all 31 experiments we have done so far, only experiment 3 and experiment 20 have been a complete failure. All other experiments have been a complete success. Her reactions to these experiments are expected. She has been unhinged ever since Experiment 10. Her bloodlust has shot through the roof, and her sense of humanity has completely dissipated. We believe she sees everyone as a bag of fleshy bones and blood. Her senses are now more heightened. A simple click on the window and she will lunge and react like a rabid dog. She is unstable. More unstable than if she was high on bloodlust. We are expecting to try that new drug we've been working on to see if it has any adverse side effects. Yes, the new drug. I'm sure you were told of it during the briefing. The drug that contains demon blood that, according to our reports and research, should enhance a human's abilities to be of a demon without turning any human into a demon themselves. In a way, it's as if we're giving ourselves demon capabilities. But, of course, the CEO did put their fundings into this to make it possible. How did we get a hold of enough demon's blood to make multiple batches of this drug? Well, Hunter 043 brought in a demon 3 weeks ago, shortly after you went on your break. Now, don't look too shocked. I should introduce you to that demon. They're quite a feisty one, but they're downstairs in room 6. I just wouldn't recommend going to visit them on your own. They have this aura that can kill someone without touching them. When are we going to trial with this new drug? In 2 days. That vampire, Ruka, is currently still experiencing some rather interesting side effects from Experiment 31. I would take you to go see her, just to see how much of a monster she really is. But she is very unstable at the moment, and if she does see you, I don't believe she will be too happy. In her eyes, you betrayed her. Anyway, I have to get going. I have a meeting to attend. Oh, and by the way, please do not visit Ruka. She is way too unsafe. Now even more so than before. It is dangerous. Please heed my warnings, or you could get yourself killed.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. Ruka what? Ruka this, Ruka that. It's never the same anymore. These days, these brain-dead scientists and doctors call me monsters. Though I wouldn't call them doctors. More like psychopathic bitches like me. Why are you here? Are you here to see little old me? How cute. You came here to say sorry? Oh, that's too funny. You're the one who betrayed me in the first place. But then again, I was fooled by you.
You disgust me. Humans like you, you think you're doing the world a favor by using my kind as a lab rat? It's pathetic. And you thought humans were less cruel than us.
You humans are the same with the bullshit hero complex and righteousness. You claim to have humanity when you don't. You had no choice. What kind of pathetic excuse is that? Understand? Understand? You're delusional. I'm scaring you. Oh, come on, dear friend. Why don't you come closer? I got white, I promise. Why? So I can get a good look at you, of course. I would never hurt you like you've hurt me. Like how you threw me in here like a lab rat to be tested on by mad scientists and doctors spewing the same knowledge that's for the greater good. I'm not a fucking rabbit animal. I'm just like you stupid humans. I look the same to you. I just eat different things compared to you. Was our friendship nothing more than a facade? Nothing more than a mission? The times we spent for the past 2 years, did you feel nothing? Compassion and sympathy. Your humanity. I'm so glad they fucked up mine, because now I don't have to think twice about tearing up the delicious neck of yours. Oh, dear old friend. Don't try and say otherwise. Should've listened to the doctor, you know. They weren't wrong. I am as unstable as the next bloodthirsty vampire, and I'm very incredibly thirsty. And you happen to be the nearest warm-blooded creature I could dig my fangs into right now. You would kill me. Oh, please, go ahead. I am dying to see death in the past. Who knows how long I've been here. But I do have to kill everyone in this building before I let you kill me. But then again, you weren't able to. I know. Oh, sweet friend of mine. I can see the look of guilt in your face. You'd be able to also pull the trigger. You care for me too much, right? You're my best friend, aren't you? Oh, Jimmy's any harder than it has to be. Really? Come here, little friend of mine. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I got you now, old friend. Oh, Dad looked so scared. I'll still be your friend. Don't you believe that? Apologies are too late for that. If the old Rika was still here, she would forgive you and leave you alone. But that Rika is gone. She no longer exists after you shattered her heart and brought upon torture and pain. So, since we're done with this little chat, I'm going to drain every last drop of you and enjoy every second of it. Say hello to old Rika for me, will you?
How many times do I have to explain it to you, Hunter? To listen and heed my warnings.